This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
So yeah, my name's Helen. I'm one of the assistant pastors here, and it's my privilege to talk to you today about Jesus being, well, if you hadn't already guessed it by the bread machine and the bread there, Jesus is the bread of life. Sorry?
It smells good,
yes. It should be ready in about 10 minutes. Nothing better than freshly baked bread, is there? Bread is a big part of our lives. Did you know that bread has been part of human history for centuries? Now, our wonderful welcome team are just going to be handing out a little bit of bread for each of you. If you're gluten-free, can you just let them know? We do have some gluten-free bread as well. This is not communion. This is just a little visual aid to help us enter into this concept. They're also going to be handing out some little cards and pens, but I'll explain that in a little while. So yeah, millstones for grinding grain have been found that are 30,000 years old. Crazy. Suggesting that bread was one of the first ever foods, and it existed before humans even became agricultural. And if you were to guess, how many sandwiches do you think are consumed in the UK every year? Wild guess. Anyone? A million. 11.5 billion. Unless Google's lying, which, you know, there is a chance. It's a lot of sandwiches. There are many, many sandwiches consumed each year in the UK. So for those of you who are online, can I encourage you, go and get your Bibles, get pen and paper, and maybe go and get some bread. And then you can join in with what we're doing here. So once you've got your bit of bread, have a look at it. If you've eaten it already, totally fine. Do what you like with it. It's fine. How did it taste? Was it good? Yeah, there's some sourdough bread in there. It's a bit of white bread. Hopefully the least messy bread I could find. How does it taste? How does it feel? What colour was it? What was the texture? If you want another bit, just stick your hand up, you know. It's nearly lunchtime. Jesus describes himself as the bread of life. Why does he do that? So I'm going to invite you guys to come on a little journey with me today. And the first part of that journey is to turn around to those around you in your pews. If you'd like to, if you just want to sit and think by yourself, that's totally fine. But if you want to chat with those near you and just chat about why on earth would Jesus describe himself as the bread of life? If you don't know or follow Jesus, take a wild guess. Just think, why would someone describe themselves as the bread of life? Go. I will come back to you in a minute for answers. Okay. And just draw your conversations to a close. So I'd love to hear some ideas. Why did Jesus describe himself, or why might he have described himself as the bread of life? Shout out.
It's a staple food.
It's a staple food. Yes.
He's risen.
Yeah. He's risen. Oh. I hadn't thought of that one. Yes, he is risen. So he sustains us. Yes. Cross-cultural. Yes. Yeah. He, that would have been culturally relevant as well, I'm sure, would have had some good points, absolutely. Yeah, so in the Old Testament, the Israelites were provided food by God in the form of manna when they were in the desert for 40 years, so it's, yeah, Jesus might have been referencing that, reminding people of that. Any last ideas? It's delicious. That's also true, especially freshly made. There's nothing like the smell of fresh bread. Sorry? Bread represents the body, yeah. Jesus often talks about it in the New Testament as the bread representing his body that he has broken, that is broken for us. That's right. So, I meet regularly with this spiritual director, which is just someone I chat through my journey with Jesus with and helps me to notice where Jesus is moving in my life, helps me to pay attention to it. And a few months ago, I was pretty exhausted. I mean, we all were, come on, 2 years of COVID. But I was moaning to her about feeling quite disconnected from Jesus. I was still showing up to spend time with Jesus each day. I was still reading my Bible, I was still praying, but I was feeling really disconnected from him. I wonder how your relationship with Jesus has been affected by the crazy times we've had over recently. So she encouraged me just to go back to the stories of Jesus and to simply watch him. I think I've mentioned this when I've spoken before. Just to notice what Jesus does. What does he say? Notice how other people react to him. Enter into the stories myself. Where would I be? What would my reaction be? And spend time allowing myself to react, to be honest about my reactions, to notice what I was noticing, being curious. And as I've given myself space to do that, to notice who Jesus really is, I feel more captivated by his beauty and his mystery than ever before. I've realized afresh that there is still so much more to learn and so much more to discover, especially in John chapter 6, which we're going to be looking at today. This whole chapter is looking at various things, but it's looking at Jesus being the bread of life. So if you can get your Bibles open to John 6. If anyone's got one of the Bibles in the pews and finds a page number, can you shout it out for those in the room? When you've got it. John 6. 803. Thank you very much. 803. So we're going to focus on John 6, verses 48 to 51. But to understand some of those verses properly, we're going to be aware of the whole chapter and imagine ourselves as participants in the story. So the chapter starts with Jesus feeding 5,000 people. 5,000 people. Using only 5 loaves of bread and 5 fish. A miracle we can barely imagine. There it is. Can you hear the timer? David, would you mind? If you press the red button and then he's going to get it out. Oh, such good smell. So it's a miracle feeding all these people with only 5 loaves and 5 fish. We can barely imagine it. And we can barely imagine what the questions were in people's minds. In verse 14, we hear that the crowds were thinking, gosh, this man must be a prophet. And they actually want to try and crown him as king, but he escapes up a mountainside to go and spend some time alone. Fresh bread. I don't know whether you can smell it. It's so good. I'm so glad it rose. That was a bit risky. So Jesus, like I said, escapes up a mountainside and then he crosses the lake to Capernaum. We don't have time to look at that middle section where it talks about Jesus walking on the water, but I'd encourage you to go and have a look at it. It's fantastic. Fantastic story. The crowds then follow Jesus. And then we witness a conversation between the crowd and Jesus where they're trying to question him, trying to understand what on earth has just happened. And then they ask for a sign so that they could believe in him. They're confused as to who he is and they want clarity. So let's imagine being there. Picture the scene in your mind. As I read verses 35 to 42, you don't need to read them, just listen, or if it helps you to follow along, go for it. Imagine being there. Imagine being in the crowd, having just witnessed Jesus do this amazing miracle. Imagine being in the hot sun near the village. You're in the crowd. You're jostling to hear what Jesus has to say. You're hanging on every word. You want to get a view of him. You want to understand what's going on and who this man is. You have so many questions. So imagine hearing these words. You're part of the crowd. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I come down from heaven'?" So let's just take a moment for those words to sink in. I'll just read that verse 35 again. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." In this passage, Jesus reveals one of his seven I am statements that are seen in John's gospel. In verse 35, Jesus declares, "I am the bread of life." So Jesus is saying that in him, all our needs are met. He will provide everything that we need, and he's promising us eternal life. What a promise. So let's imagine being part of that crowd again. Jesus was speaking to a Jewish crowd whose lives and culture and patterns of life were built around remembering the stories of their ancestors and all their encounters with God, which included, as Sally mentioned earlier, God providing for them manna to eat every day, bread, for 40 years in the desert. Jesus feeding and providing a miracle, Jesus feeding the crowds with the bread and fish, reminded them of this event. Now Jesus is saying that God, who is the one who always provides, is now providing bread and life in the person and ministry of Jesus. But Jesus is far more than the giver of bread like Moses was with the manna in the desert. Jesus is the bread itself, the living bread that you can eat and live forever. Do you have any reactions to that? The cards and the pens are for you to use. I've got a few questions for you at the end. But feel free to write down any reactions you might have, any questions you might have, or any thoughts you want to jot down as we go along. So let's continue and read verses 47 to 51. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So what do you notice? What do you notice about your reaction to Jesus' words? What questions do you have for Jesus? What do you think Jesus might be inviting the crowds and us today to understand about him? What is Jesus inviting you today to understand about him? Going to give a little moment there just for you to reflect on that question. Feel free to write down your reactions or just pray. What do you think Jesus is inviting you to understand when he says, I'm the bread of life? So I wonder, who do you think Jesus is? My understanding of who Jesus is has grown over the years. I became a Christian when I was 6 years old, a very long time ago now. And I heard people telling me about this man, this person, Jesus, who created me, who knew me, who is alive and present in my life, even if I'm not aware. I heard that Jesus wanted me to experience the life he was offering me, free from the prison of sin, free to be who he created me to be, free to know his love, and free to be in relationship with him. I heard that he was a good shepherd, the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life. And I responded and surrendered my life to Jesus. And since then, my understanding of who Jesus is has deepened, it's been challenged, it's been confusing, it's been beautiful. So I've got a couple of questions for you. This is for you to write down. Who do you think Jesus is? So whether you follow Jesus or not, who do you think he is? It could be one word, saviour, friend, Lord. Maybe you just think he was a famous man. Maybe you think he's irrelevant. It could be a descriptive title, creator of the world, the Alpha and Omega, the bread of life. Who do you think Jesus is? So I'll give you a couple of minutes, just write down your answers if you'd like to. Okay. Can I invite some answers back? Just shout out, who do you think Jesus is? Any answers? Mighty God? Son of God? Sorry, did I miss one? Messiah. A creator. Excellent. Sorry? Eternal Savior. Close friend. Okay, I'm going to ask you another question now. So I would love to invite you to move away from some of the head knowledge answers. I know that these are answers we also carry here, but I'd love to invite you to notice what your interior reactions have been to Jesus saying he's the bread of life, to reading some of this passage. What are some of these titles? Who do you experience Jesus to be? So do you actually experience Jesus to be a close friend, a savior, a peace giver, the bread of life? Or maybe even asking this question makes you realize that you would love to experience him more as a friend, as a peace giver, as the bread of life. Maybe you don't know him at all, so your answer could be, I don't experience Jesus at all. Or I experience him as a mystery or as nothing. But in your relationship with Jesus, and we all have one, whether we think he's nothing or whether we think he's everything, who do you experience Jesus to be? There's been times in my life when I've noticed that although I know something about Jesus in my head, for some reason my heart doesn't always experience it. And when I notice that, it's often Jesus' way of bringing my attention to the place he wants to bring revelation and healing. So I know that he is the bread of life. What have I experienced of Jesus in that? I'll just give you a moment to think on that question. Who do you experience Jesus to be? I think just spending time noticing our own relationship with Jesus is really helpful. It can be a place of thanksgiving. I'm so grateful, Jesus, that you've shown me this part of who you are. Or it can be a place of prayer. Jesus, this is who I'd love to know more about you. So maybe this week, when you're on your own or in your small groups, if you go to one, you could spend some time sharing these responses with God or spend some time with sharing these responses with each other. Maybe you could spend time just reading through John 6 again, noticing Jesus' words, noticing the people's reaction, noticing your own reaction. Maybe you'd like to invite Jesus into your life for the first time. So today we've looked at John 6. And we've watched Jesus. We've observed his words, contemplating what he meant when he said he was the bread of life. We've imagined being part of the crowds, full of questions and intrigue. And we've asked ourselves, who do we think Jesus is? And then who do we know Jesus to be? Who have we experienced him to be? Jesus says 7 I am statements in John's gospel. And one of them is that he is the bread of life. He promises to sustain us, that we will never go hungry, we will never thirst. And he promises us eternal life. What a promise we have in Jesus. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing that journey with me. Thank you for asking those questions with me. I'd just love to pray to finish and invite you to stand and invite Sally and Andrew to come up here with me. What we're going to do now is just spend a bit of time praying and inviting the Holy Spirit to come. And that means sometimes we feel like the Lord gives us some words or pictures for people. And sometimes it's just praying a blessing over you guys. So I'll just hand over to Andrew.
So let's just stay engaged with what Helen's been sharing. And Lord, we know that you are here with us, and we just invite you to come now in our minds and in our hearts. So yes, why don't you just each just start to respond to this message that Helen's brought, maybe things that you've written down that have stood out to you in those spaces that Helen's created for us. That might have been a rich and productive time for you, or you might have found that difficult. There might have been some resistance, and that too may be God speaking to you. So why don't you just imagine the bread again, the smell. You may still be able to smell it, the sight, the taste, the goodness of Jesus. This is eternal life. The living bread wanting to come into your life. And Jesus says that he stands at the door of our lives and knocks, and he waits. For us to let him in.
Had a verse pop into my head this morning, which God sometimes does, or it could be me, but I think this might be to encourage someone or a few people here. It's in Matthew's gospel, and it is, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." I just wonder if there's people here or watching online who are carrying out like a peacemaking role. And I just think that the Lord wants to bless you in that this morning, wants to bless you, and you are seen by him in that.
I just had a sense in the worship when we sung that line about, are you overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling, and there may be someone or a number of you possibly with whom that resonates, and it may be something specific, maybe just a general sense of sin, as we call it, or just an accumulation, as Helen said, of the time that we've been through over recent months and years, even, that's just left you with a sense of being disconnected from God. And I just sense him saying that you don't have to be good first, and he just asks you to let him in and to meet with you where you're at. We don't need to be good. That kind of misses the point, really, of the gospel and what Jesus has brought to us and done for us. So if that is meaningful to you, just encourage you to receive that.
Just got a sense that the Lord wanted to give those who would like a new revelation of who he is again. There's an invitation today that a sense that Jesus would love to just show people again that he, who he is, or a new revelation of who he is again, if you felt disconnected from him. And I would also love to invite anyone, if they've never followed Jesus before, this is a great opportunity. Come and find out about him. Or if you'd like to give your life to him today, we're going to invite those who'd like to respond to any of these words, or anyone who'd like a fresh revelation of Jesus again, just to come down the front and we'll come and pray for you. We're not going to tell you what to do or preach at you. We'll just ask if it's okay to put our hands on you and pray a blessing over you, and just to join in with what God's doing. So if you'd like to respond to any of those words, or if you'd like prayer for anything else, please do come to the front now. We'll just say goodbye to those online as well. Thank you for joining us today, and pray blessing on your week. So if anyone...